Hello, it's Paul Hurst here on board the Bauer Academy Media Bus, and today we are Media City in Salford, the home of, well, I wouldn't say the home of, but the heart of media in the northwest of the United Kingdom, and it's great to be here with the Media Bus. I'm joined by three students from Salford University who I believe are studying TV and radio production. Great stuff. So I thought we'd just catch up with them and see what they thought today about the session, the Step Inside session, which is all about how to make headway in the media industry. So we've got Natasha, George and Sophie with us. So I'm going to start with Natasha. Natasha, tell us a little bit about what we've been doing today.
Well, we've discussed a lot about like how to get into the industry and like Hive stuff. We've talked about how making profiles on there is quite good and how you can get links with the industry through that and stuff. We've talked about opportunities with like Key and how there's like different, you know, skill workshop things and how you have to be over 19 to get them. We also discussed quite a bit of how the bus was late, which was, you know, fun.
So, do you think it's been worthwhile then coming along today and getting involved with these sessions?
Yeah, I think it was worthwhile coming today, and I think it's worthwhile getting involved in anything you can, really, to be honest. Like this and, you know, anything else that's been put on. Like all the, I didn't know about all the skills things that were happening, and now I'm going to apply for them because I'm 19 in 2 weeks, so I'm going to be there like, hey, here's my app.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, we're looking forward to hearing from more from you. George, Natasha mentioned Hive there, which is a social media platform. Had you heard of Hive before today, and how, what do you think about it actually signing up?
I think I'd heard people mention it very slightly, but I'd never been on it or really, I didn't know anything about it. Sorry, what was the second question?
What's it like for you to sign up and actually start using the platform?
It's really easy to sign up on it, actually, and getting started on it is actually quite simple as well. You just have to really get started with finding other people to follow and get them to follow you and start linking it to your showreel and getting all of your content on there, I think.
And of course, a huge part of the media industry is networking. It's making sure that people know who you are, they know about your skills, they know about your hobbies, your interests, what drives you as a person. Can you see Hive actually being useful in, you know, people finding out more about you?
I think you could, especially if we can get more people on it to get more networks, especially people who are sort of higher up in the business to, I don't know, maybe notice some of the new people a little bit more as well. So that would be good for that kind of thing, I think.
Great. And finally, can you tell me a little bit about your course here at the University of Salford?
Yes, we're studying television and radio production. And so we sort of divided the first year into two sections. So the first term we studied television and did a lot about production of TV using cameras and cinematography and all that. But we also did a few theory modules as well, which is quite important, really, just sort of understanding a bit about the history of television and how it applies to the world as a whole, really. So we studied institutions like Sky and the BBC and how they work. And then second term has just begun, and we're studying radio, how to use radio desks, and we'll eventually be making a 20-minute radio show as a group.
Great. Is it handy to have the BBC on the doorstep then and ITV right outside the university campus?
I think it will be quite helpful, especially later on. Maybe when you're looking for work experience, though I'm not sure that the BBC offers work experience to very many people at all, really. It's kind of like that. But it's good to say that you have been, you know, a university that is literally on the doorstep. And the BBC do sometimes come to us, and ITV, and other companies as well. They do sometimes come to us if they need help with filming something. I think the other week there was an email that went around sort of saying, we need help tomorrow to film something in the street. Who can film or something like that? So, yeah, we get a lot of opportunities.
That's great. Thanks very much for your time. I'm just going to squeeze in a little bit here and come and chat to Sophie. So, Sophie, you've been using some of the equipment down here this afternoon.
Yeah.
Tell us, how did you find actually getting hands-on with the kit?
I thought it was really useful to actually have a go with it and do it, changing the levels of the music as well, because that's a skill in itself, really. And, you know, when you come to the end of a sentence and turning the music up, you don't even think about it when you're listening to radio yourself, but there's actually a lot that goes into every single second of a radio show, so it was really useful to get hands-on experience of that.
And what kind of experience do you think you're going to get through your university course as well? Tell us a little bit about the equipment you use there.
Well, as George said, we're doing radio at the moment. So we have a lesson every week about driving the studio desks and presenting and using all the equipment in the radio studio. So we are getting to grips with that now. We've done that a few times. And also the university has its own radio station, Shock Radio, and anyone can get involved with that. I've got my own show on there. So again, that's more experience of driving the desk and also presenting at the same time, because it is quite difficult to do both. But hopefully, with all the lessons and the extra stuff going on, we should be quite confident in using it at the end of the semester.
Thank you. Now, of course, we started off our session today by talking about stepping inside to the media industry and, you know, getting your foot in the door a little bit. What are your plans? What do you want to, you know, see at the end of your kind of course here?
At the moment I'm just trying to get as much work experience as I can, so that it, like, networking, get contacts for when I leave, but hopefully I'd like to see myself in radio. I'm interested in presenting, and I'm also interested in maybe a few years after that, later on, getting into a producer role.
Great. And has it been useful today then to actually see a little bit more behind the scenes of radio on the Bar Academy bus?
Yeah, the Bar Academy bus has been really, really good. Get to see, as you said, behind the scenes, everything that goes into making the programme. Yeah, especially with the presenting and all the background music that's playing as well. So we've got to grips with all the equipment.
Great. And my final question is, you've signed up for Hive as well. Do you think it's going to be something you're going to use more in the future?
Definitely, yeah, especially because we can upload show reels and anyone can see them. You never know who's going to follow you or connect with you, and hopefully that will help us to get more contacts as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you, all three of you, today for not just your interview, but also taking part in the Step Inside project with the Bar Academy. And it's great to see, I must say, young people who are up for it, who are thinking, you know what, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make it happen. And you guys are based at an ideal place to see that happen, right here in the heart of Media City, here in Salford. So thanks very much, and we'll see you all again soon. See you soon.